1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Marcus Theaters. Fun, safe, and stress-free gatherings were hard to plan until now. For only $99, you can reserve a theater for a private showing for up to 20 of your friends and family. Details online at marcustheaters.com.
I don't like to talk about internal affairs here in the building, but I'm forced to. There's been a crime in this studio.
In this studio?
There was a crime in this studio some time ago.
I know what you're talking about.
A piece of the morning show equipment was stolen from the studio. Our beloved loon call, which Brian kept in the drawer over there, which stayed there for several years. It was safe, and whenever we needed it, he could lean down, pull open the drawer, get out the loon call, and deliver a
loon call.
Relaxing loon call that would settle the entire audience.
Because
that's what loons do. They settle you down.
Absolutely.
A couple weeks ago, month ago, 2 months ago? How long ago was
that? They kind of riled Catherine Hepburn up. She got so excited when she saw the loons. She had to yell at Norman. I don't think that it really relaxed her.
The loon call is relaxing.
Psyched. All right. Maybe she relaxed after she got excited.
In the not that distant past, we reached down for the loon call. Brian reached down for the loon call where it's been kept for many years.
That was a gift from you to him, correct?
I think Rock got that.
Or did Rock?
Did I bring that back from up north or did you, Rock? I don't remember.
I think it's important to note.
I think we talked about it. And then you said you were going up north, so you'll grab one when you were up there.
The old one, the one that's missing, though. You gave that one to Brian, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, you got that where...
Did I get it in
Monaco? Okay, whatever.
Did someone drop it off?
One of us.
No, I don't think so. I think Rock or I got that.
Someone did bring us bird calls.
But
the loon call, one of us picked up. I think I might have got it at the Wampum shop.
I think you did. Yeah, Mercer. I think that's right. Yeah.
It was... A disc on a string.
Yeah.
Hand handles. The ends of the things. And
yeah. The disc would spin.
It would whir.
Yeah. I'm sure
it was a nice loon call. Yeah. Unless sometimes you go a little too nuts on it. It would sound like a psycho loon.
You didn't get a little nuts with it from time to time.
A psycho loon.
Got excited.
Yeah. Gravy on top of the ice.
That's a sports team right there.
I actually thought I saw loons by our sunken icebreaker in the harbor yesterday, but I thought those can't be loons. They go south for the winter.
We have a lake duck that's really an interesting thing. It's like a lake duck. Yeah.
But it's
not the regular green duck. It's
I don't want to get sidetracked here.
That'd be a mallard.
Thank you.
So otherwise.
A regular green duck.
Yeah. You know, the green headed dude with the boring wife.
So we realized that somebody here in the building had stolen our loon call. And I don't know, would just take the loon call. Obviously, somebody who works in the studio, but I'm not going to point fingers. There's only about four other people who come in here other than us.
Point.
There's the afternoon show, and there's Mindy. So there's anybody. There's your suspects. Really, you think somebody from sales came in here
and dug through a drawer?
Ryan's drawer and said, there it is.
Who knows?
The loon call.
Yeah. I don't know. You know what? I guess anything's possible, Rock. You're right. Yeah. You're right. Columbo wouldn't.
He wouldn't discount people automatically.
Because they don't work in here. You're right.
That's a fool's errand.
Yeah. Thank you. You're right. Everyone's a suspect.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't take it.
So.
I wanted your beer. I didn't take your beer.
It was discussed last week, and I said, don't worry about it. I'm going up north this weekend. I'll get another one. They're everywhere. They're in every gift shop. There's bins of those things. So I go up north to the North Woods. Monaco Eagle River, and Saturday afternoon, we're downtown, and I said, oh, why we're down here, I just got to jump into this little gift shop and grab a loon call. So I walk in, and I say,
don't say it.
Where's your loon call bin?
You didn't.
I did.
I'm sorry.
I did. I said, where's your loon call? And the woman behind the counter said, we don't have any. She names another a store that's like two away. She goes, I used to work there, that they probably have them. So we walk in there and she informs us, no soap, no loon calls.
Did you have an ice cream cone going while you?
It's a little cold.
Taffy.
Hey, where can a fella find a loon call around here?
Lick.
Just wanted it to be more touristy.
Yeah.
Sure. Rock always wants somebody to have an ice cream cone when they're looking for something. Did you ever notice that?
He's wearing
that?
A tank top, right. Thumbs out, guns out.
Chocolate ice cream out of his face.
Whether it's August or February, Rock wants you to have an ice cream cone. I don't think there's any ice cream shops open right now. The ones I walked by were all closed for the season. I just don't imagine they move a lot. The snowmobilers want to stop and get an ice cream. Soft serve cone after they've been on the trail for a few hours.
You never know.
Come on, we're going to Peanuts.
Peanuts?
It's the name of an ice cream shop in Eagle River.
Of course it is.
So they informed me at the second store, no soap, don't have them. So we're walking down the street. I'm going, damn. What's going on here? So we go to a third store, and they inform us, we don't have any either. And they say, this is a husband and wife behind the counter. They say, I haven't seen those at the trade shows in years.
Whoa!
Yeah.
The Chinese have stopped producing the plastic loon call?
They said, to head north on 51 up to Mercer, the loon capital of the world.
Rock, those things used to be in every state. I mean, they were like masks laying in the streets now. Loon calls in the North Woods were everywhere. So I go to a fourth store.
Wow.
And the woman says, I wish I had some. And I'm like, what? She goes, apparently they do all their ordering in the spring. You know, there's a show somewhere.
For the summer trade, right?
And she said, I don't remember seeing any for some time.
Is the loon call a COVID casualty?
I think it is.
So I finally said to this woman, I said,
it doesn't, you don't blow through it, so you wouldn't
No.
So
I said
spreading
to this
the
woman,
virus that way.
I said to this very nice woman, what was the name of her store? Grandma's Toy Box, I think it was called, in Eagle River.
Boy.
I said,
that's good.
What?
No. It's a story about a loon call.
Okay.
You know, I never even thought about that, but you're right. It does. Wait a minute. Do I even want to go in
there? If it were in some other location in the world.
Like next to the freeway.
Racine. Yeah.
Right.
Right. Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
I've been waved off. So the nice lady behind the counter says, I don't believe I've seen those at the shows in some time. And I said,
so these store owners go to
apparently in the spring
touristy trade shows and decide what kind of
it's worth.
That's not
them.
Really surprising.
Yeah,
they buy their products wholesale.
And they order their.
Oh, that looks like a good loon call.
Their
we'll
inventory,
get that one.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
If you had like a home accessory store, you go to Chicago twice a year and you buy.
Right, I get that. That sounds reasonable. I just I never thought of that.
Right for the
so a whole big
Tom's
a whole big
and, yeah
show of. Kitschy, crappy
things
to sell in the North Woods.
For every industry, there's a trade show like that.
Okay, yeah.
And I said to this poor woman behind the counter who had her dog at the store, and it was a very friendly dog. She told us what it was. It was a really nice dog. I'm going to say her name was Millie. Whatever. And I say to her, you're making me go to Amazon. I said, I've been to four stores here. You're four. I said, don't make me go to Amazon. I want to come to your stores. And
does Jeff Bezos know he sells loon calls?
Right. Bezos doesn't need whatever dollar he'd get out of replacing a stolen loon call.
You could go so
the
and
best
not
I
go
could
to
do,
Amazon.
The best I could find was in Grandma's Toy Box. She said, we do have a loon. And I said, okay, where? Let's see what you have, Grandma.
It's cute. It's a little toy. Is that a dog toy?
No.
Okay.
Dog would tear that apart in a heartbeat. That's a children's toy.
There's fuzzy dog toys.
I don't
Bob.
Like it. It's got that ringing, that phony ringing digital crappy loon call sound to it. I don't like it.
You only get one kind of loon sound out of it, too.
Yeah, right. You can't. Adjust with the speed of the rope.
Right.
I can order one online here.
The kind
From
that
where?
We had?
Yeah.
From where?
Amazon?
From DuluthPack.com.
That sounds good.
Do we have to give them a credit card number? I don't like.
Yeah.
No, don't do it.
Unless you got Bitcoin.
I'm not paying $38,000
for a loon
call.
Yeah.
It's called the Loon Tune.
Does it look like ours?
It does.
How much?
$13.95.
Can we hold out till spring when they restock up north and I'll take a look again?
They are telling you they weren't at the trade shows. They won't be there in summer.
Well, that was the last two stores that told me that. The first two said, no.
Maybe someone will pull up with a trunk load
of
them.
It's because their buyers didn't find them to buy.
Maybe I'll drive to Mercer next time. Maybe I go to Minocqua. But Eagle River was out. Eagle River was the Sahara, man, when it came to loon calls.
It's because everything's eagle in Eagle River.
Can you give the loon thing one
call.
More
eagle loon call?
Yeah. You got to go to Mercer loon for again. Loons.
You can get a call that sounds like an eagle eating a loon. But you can't get a loon.
I don't think that loon is
horrifying.
That bad.
Yeah. So that.
Do it one more time, Brian.
That digital one?
Sounds like a loon ghost.
I don't like it.
No, I don't
either.
I kind
of like it.
Thank you, though.
Yeah. You can have it.
Well.
We don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want that crappy loon call wrecking the show. If the show's going to be wrecked, we'll do it. Thank you.
We'll do it with a couple of pieces of string, a disc, and some handle.
Oh. Wow.
Shocking, right? Shocking.
It is.
The North, this world coming to?
The North Woods is without loon calls.
COVID.
Did you get a rubber tomahawk?
I don't want to live in a world like this.
Yeah, once again, you know, what about a hand-powered device instead of relying on electronics?
Right, which sounds bad. It's got that ringing sound. I didn't look for the tomahawk or the tom-tom or a
moccasins.
Or, they had moccasins. It was on it was on their marquee, moccasins. Because I said, oh, they'll have one. They've got moccasins.